first of all, I want to ask you about your new album,
yeah.
Born to Boogie.
Oh, no, it's not an album called Born to Boogie.
It's not an
album? A film.
Oh, it's a film.
Just a film. There is music from it, but I don't know if I'll put it out as an LP. There is live tracks, but I doubt it.
Can you name some of the titles of the
We do Children of the Revolution in the film with Elton John and Ringo Starr playing on it. What else do? We do the Set Now Hot Love, Get It On, Little Groove, Easter, Baby Strain, Tutti Frutti we do in it, and little bits and pieces of Ringo and I do. It's basically what you've seen on film with bits cut into it.
Which one of the songs do you like best?
In the film, I think Children of Revolution, because it's 12 minutes long in the film.
Mm.
You know, we did it in the studio and it was really interesting.
Can you tell me about the film itself?
It's basically just bits of a couple of live concerts we did. And we got together about 40 minutes that we thought was good. And then went into a studio and did some things, dressing up. The Slider cover is from that. We did a piece of Alice in Wonderland and we did some sort of freaky things. And they didn't bear much resemblance to anything sane, really. They were just sort of funny things. And we just cut it all together. So it's just like a collage, really. A surrealistic rock and roll collage.
When was this taken?
We finished it 2 months ago.
2 months ago? Oh.
So it initially was started 6 months before that. It took 6 months to make.
Okay. Do you have any plan for a new album?
Yeah, the new album, I needed two more tracks, and in fact we did those the other day. So I finished mixing the album on Friday of this week. As soon as I get back, I go straight in the studio. I've got some strings to put on about two tracks, but most of it's finished. I don't have a title for it yet, but it's very different. But I think it's probably the best thing we've done. It's much more high energy than the Slider. It's a sort of more rock and roll sort of album.
What's the basic difference between Slider and
It's much more. The Slider was, you know, this one's sort of...
What's it called?
I don't know yet. I haven't got a title, no. I was going to call it... Yeah, I could do, isn't it? There's a track called Left Hand Luke and the Beggar Boys, which is one of the tracks, and I was going to call it that, but I'm not going to. I'll call it something.
That's one of the tracks. And
but, yeah.
Can you name some others?
Let me think. There's one called Street and Babe Shadow. There's one called Rapids. One called Free Angel. I can't remember the rest. It's quite a few. We've got 25 tracks. Finished.
25 tracks?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'll pick the best of it.
What kind of guitar do you have?
Guitars. I've got 26 guitars. Basically, they're all Gibsons or Stratocasters or Fenders or all the other ones are handmade ones, like that silver one I've got.
Mm-hmm.
That I have made. But I've got about six Les Pauls and Flying Arrows.
King of guitars, come on.
Did you ever use the silver, solid silver?
I use it, yes, but. I only use it if I break the strings on the white one. There's two that I have there, are my favourite guitar. If I break a string on one of them, then I'll use it. But I've only had it for a month, so I'm not really used to it. The other two I've had for 3 years.
Is it the Fender Stratocaster?
That one is, yeah. Yeah.
Strings. Again, I
like that. Oh, what kind of strings do you use?
Ernie Ball Super Slinky.
Mm. Okay, then what's your key when you sing
visually?
It changes. It depends what time of the morning it is. I suppose most songs would be in E or G. Maybe G. I met a girl with G. Hot Love is in G. But, you know, that's the basic range. But, I mean, I do a lot in C. Do some in D. Take your pick.
Which is your favourite vocalist?
Him. I don't really think I've got anyone in particular. I like a lot of old blues singers. You know, Bessie Smith is an old blues singer that I liked a lot, you know. Let me think. John Lennon has a nice voice. But no one in particular. I can't really think of anyone. Robert Johnson, maybe. Someone like that. But I can't... No contemporary singers.
You are... You didn't have anything to do with you. Do you prefer black music to white music?
It depends, again, what mood I'm in. If I want sort of... You know, when I'm in America, I tend to listen more to black stations. But I don't really know. I think somewhere between the two. I mean, you've got someone like Rod Stewart or something who sounds like a Black Cat, really, or Joe Cocker, who I prefer to listen to rather than, say, The Temptations. But then I'd prefer to listen to Smokey Robinson rather than... I don't know, the Bee Gees or something, you know. That depends what the song is, isn't it?
You mentioned the blues guitar and blues vocalist. You have this number called Lean Woman Blues?
Yeah.
And you...
That's your one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, do you plan to do that kind of stuff more?
Yeah, on the new album there was two or three tracks which are like that. That Left Hand Loose song is very much a blues song. Very slow, and we use Aretha Franklin's singers on it. I mean, it really depends what I get, what mood I'm in. I tend to play a lot of blues things at home or when we just jam, you know, play about. But because most blues things are basically within the 12 bar pattern, if you put too many on one album, they'll sound the same, you know. Lee Woman Blues was done. Literally, on the session, I just made it up. So that seemed sort of fitting to do. I think a lot of my guitaring is based on blues things. But not the chords. The chords will be more contemporary. You know, but I do listen to a lot of blues things at home.
Old music too.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Depends at the time. I like Joe Tex a lot. All the Stax things, everything from Stax. Some of Motown things are good. There are lots of good black people. Things like Otis Redding and not Buddy Guy.
Has anybody influenced you on your guitar playing?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, I guess. Eric Clapton is a friend of mine, but I mean, he's certainly influenced me. Buddy Guy, I would say. A man called Hubert Sumlin, who used to play on all the Howlin' Wolf records. James Burton, who used to play on Ricky Nelson's records, played with Elvis Presley. Chuck Berry a little bit, not a lot, but a bit. I would say Hendrix, most of all, because I knew him in about 1967 when he first came to England, so I could see him develop, you know, through about 3 years, and it was incredible. And he was so good. Live, he was so good.
About Jeff Beck?
I know, Jeff's all right. I mean, he's very inconsistent. He can be brilliant. He can also be terrible. I prefer Jimmy Page to Jeff Beck. Much better. Being consistent. I mean, Jeff Beck can be very good, but I don't like anything he's doing at the moment. His last three albums, I think, are terrible. When he's with the Yardbirds, he was good. But I think he peaked early, you know.
And who could be your favourite rock and roll guitarist?
I think Eric Clapton, really. Eric's most tasteful.
Do you play any other instrument besides?
Yeah, I can play piano a bit, bass, organ, mellotron. I play anything with strings. Bit of cello. And none of them as good as I play guitar. But I mean, I could if I tried. Play a harmonica and play that. Even play anything if you try that.
Did you ever think about doing that by yourself for a recording?
What, doing everything, you mean? On some of the early records, like Beard of Stars and things, in fact, I did do everything. I just didn't tell anyone. On Ride a White Swan, I play all the things. It gets boring, though, if you do it with yourself. You know?
It looks like you know, this whole phenomenon of your rock and roll superstar, and people don't pay too much attention to your music itself.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with that, because I don't think people would buy LPs if that was true. If it was only singles, I'd say yes, but to go out and spend, I don't know how many yen it is to get an album and spend and listen to an hour's worth of music, there has to be more to it than just your cock, I mean, really.
I mean, people who don't know about music, they
listen. Well, a lot of people don't know about music, that buy records. There's a lot of people that know about music can't afford to buy records. I think you just have to accept, by your own standards, that what you do is the way you want it, and let it take care of itself. I mean, you can't get too worried about it. And when we play badly, I know we're playing badly. I don't care if there's a million kids going mad, I'm not happy. You know.
Which do you put more emphasis on? Emotion or your technique?
Emotion, I think, has to be foremost. What you do, you see, is in moments of being, like now, if I was sitting here and I play the guitar, I just play about with no emotion at all. I'd be watching television, but I keep my fingers together, you know. And so when I feel emotional, I'm equipped to express myself with it, you know. So you're practiced, you know.
Yeah.